He is the sports writer for the National Post. You can also hear him on this radio station, on the Reporters, and on TSN Toronto almost every day when he's not on the road covering the playoffs.
He's every day and everywhere.
It seems that way of late. And he's with us right now at 1 o'clock in the morning, and we greatly appreciate it. Bruce Arthur, welcome back to the show.
Boyos, how are you?
We're okay. You must be exhausted.
I can say I have never seen anything like that. And I can say that everyone involved has never seen anything like that, because apparently no team has ever won a game when they've trailed by 3 goals in the third period of a game 7. And that's what Boston just did. And I still am not entirely sure what to say.
What's it like from a journalist's perspective when you get a feel for a game? And I mean, basically 58 and a half minutes into a 60-minute game, your story is done, is it not?
Yeah, there's a real nice poem I wrote once about this game. And basically what happened is the Bruins scored 2 goals in the last 82 seconds. And at that point, it was 4-2 with 90 seconds to go. The Leafs were so close. They played such a wonderful game. They really had. And I was always a skeptic about this team, but for 45 minutes in this game, they were better. And they were really good. And they were fearless. And then they started to realize that maybe they could fall. And so as a writer, what I did is I just started over. Because you got 800 words there, and you rewrite it. You rewrite it from the top down, and you try to figure out how to remake it as fast as you can. We had about 15 minutes before overtime started, so that was 15 minutes of pounding away. And you still pound into overtime, and then it wasn't that long into overtime that the Bruins scored.
Right.
And then you just try to capture it as best you can. That was a historic collapse. That was an incredible collapse. Teams don't do that. Teams don't score twice by pulling the goalie in the last 90 seconds. Teams don't come back from 4-1 in the third period of Game 7. The only thing I'd ever seen that reminded me of, and actually I asked Bing up high about this in the hallway afterwards, is when the Boston Bruins were up 3-0 on the Philadelphia Flyers in 2010. Mm-hmm. They'd blown a 3-0 lead in the series. They were playing Game 7 at home. They were home and dry. 3-0 in the first period, and they lost. That's the closest thing, but that was the first period. This was a 15-minute span, and in total, I believe something in the lines of 17 minutes, within 17 minutes of play, scored 4 goals. And the heart of a champion, you give them credit, they did it. And the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to be thinking about this all summer. They're going to lie awake at their cottages listening to the crickets in the night, and they're going to listen to the loons on the lake, and they're going to daydream in their cars. And they're going to see images from this game. Jake Gardner's going to see the pass that he threw on the very last play that went right on to, like, a blind pass from out front, right to Patrice Bergeron's stick, and he scores the winning goal. Matt Fratton's going to see the breakaway he had with about 3.5 minutes left. They could have made it 5-2. Think about that. 3 minutes left, the breakaway, he could have made it 5-2, and they lost the game. This is the defining collapse in NHL playoff history, I would argue. This is the Houston Oilers and the Buffalo Bills. This was something else.
This is, for me, I went to Bartman. And I know there wasn't a fan involved, but it had that same, that I can only imagine how crushed Cubs fans were 10 years ago. And I would think that, I know it's only the first round, but there was so much hype and so much excitement. And, I mean, the crowds outside Maple Leaf Square made the ones in Vancouver a couple of years ago look tiny.
Yeah, this is what happens when you hope.
Yeah.
And then the Leafs had not given their fans a real reason to hope in 9 years, and then they did. And even when they won Game 5 and then played Game 6, I mean, there was still the notion they're going to come back. Come on, they're not going to come back to one against the Bruins. And they put it in Game 7, and they gave their fans hope, and it's such a dangerous thing. And that as a fan, that's something that the kids are never going to forget. They're never going to forget that feeling. I still remember watching the Vancouver Canucks in 1989 play the Calgary Flames in the first round, and they came back from 3-1, and they forced Game 7, and they lost in overtime because Joel Otto kicked a puck in. I still remember what it feels like. I remember the living room I was sitting in. There are going to be kids all over. There are going to be adults all over that are going to remember this game, and that they're going to remember the feeling when it ended.
Well, like you wrote about last week, all playoff games are equal, but some are better than others.
Yeah, and this was an incredible game. The Boston played dirty for the first time in the series. They played like cornered animals for a while. And Toronto was really magnificent for a lot of the game. Like, they really were. They were up 2-1 going into the third, and then Phil Kessel scores and Nazem Kadri scores. High wire, they were skating. They were back checking. They were there. They were better than Boston until they weren't. And when they weren't better than Boston, it's a lot like Game 5. Game 5 in the third period in Boston came heavy and attempted 49 shots to 6 in the third period. And Toronto held on somehow. They managed to, they cleared the rebounds away. They kept it out of danger. They managed it. They blocked the whatever. There probably was a shot labeled to the top corner of that game. And they blocked it. They blocked 20 shots in the third period of that game. In this game, the pucks got through. Pucks found their way. And that's hockey. That's how it works. And Toronto is going to have to deal with this until they play next year. And Boston gets to go on. There were people in the NHL who told you that Claude Julien was going to get fired if they lost this game. Same as when they played Montreal in the first round, the year right. They won the Stanley Cup. He was going to get fired that year. And this is that again. This is Boston surviving again. And maybe it's a coin flip. Maybe it's the way the puck bounces, whatever it is. But this is how it works.
We've got a couple of minutes left with Bruce Arthur from the National Post. Bruce, do you think this would be easier for the Toronto sports fan to handle if the Blue Jays were playing a little bit better right now? Or do you think this is just like sky is falling right now?
No, this is seismic. Even if the Jays were
24-15, let's say. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I really think this one, the whole city would have stopped. I'm sure what happened in Toronto tonight, it's happened every game. The whole city stopped to watch this. Because this is game 7. They've been waiting 9 years for this. This is the longest playoff drought in the NHL. And they waited for this. And the Jays could have been playing tonight, and I don't think anyone would have known. Because this was the Leafs. And this was the chance. And the bottom fell out. The bottom fell out in the most spectacular way that anybody has ever seen. And, you know, the Leafs gave their fans a lot this year. They gave them a chance to live and die with his team. And that's what happened tonight. They died with his team.
For the psyche of the Toronto sports fan, let's hope that R.A. Dickey throws a gem tomorrow against the Giants at Sky Dome. Oh, man. So what a rough one.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, at least the upside is maybe it puts the Jays' struggles in perspective.
Oh, well, that's actually a very good point, and maybe people will realize that it's still early, and there's a lot more time between now and October to have your heart broken.
Yeah, I know. There's plenty of pain yet to come, I would say.
You're off to cover the Ottawa series, I guess?
I will be in Pittsburgh tomorrow, yes.
Good stuff. I look forward to reading your article in the following day's paper.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Bruce, thanks a lot. We'll speak to you soon.
Okay.
Have a great night. There he goes. Had to end it with a bang. Bruce Arthur, our huge thanks to Bruce for joining us at the end of it. It is a very busy night for him.
Yeah, I know.